Howdy, folks. You know, when the bridegroom says he's going to be boss in his home or find out why, the odds are he's going to find out why, all right. I'm Pat Buttram, inviting you for a delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment. Yes, sir, this is Just Entertainment, and Sunday's Father's Day. I think we ought to start celebrating right now, you know. This is one holiday that needs to be made more of. Being an eminent historian, I have some information on Father's Day here. Nearly 50 years ago, several cities around the country were observing this event, but none of them apparently knew about the others. And then a couple of times, bills were introduced in Congress, but defeated. And then on June 17th, 1934, Father's Day was officially proclaimed as a national observance. Roses continued to be the appropriate flower for the day, but there's one exception. Now, that's in Wilkinsburg, Pennsylvania. And there in that city, the Father's Day flower is the dandelion. The explanation for that is, they say, the more it's trampled on, the more it grows. Well, that figures. You know, Dad would appreciate a box of double mint chewing gum, not only for Father's Day now, but any time. Fathers know the loving thought behind a small gift, and there's a lot of wholesome goodness in a box of double mint that everybody can enjoy, you know. Whether you're a father or not, it's real pleasant to treat yourself to delicious double mint chewing gum. Often, every day there. It's a fine taste and chewing treat. It's just pleasant and satisfying. Makes you feel bright and cheery, too. Refreshing, delicious, double mint chewing gum. Now here are Marion Morgan and the Halloran Quartet all ready to sing for us, okay?
I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek.
When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak.
When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Oh, I love to climb a mountain and reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek.
Dance with me, I want my arm about you. The charm about you will carry me through to
heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I see when we
dance together, dance together, dance together, dance together, cheek to cheek.
Hey, that was great. You know, every year they have a national contest on letters to father, letters written by children. Some of the entries have been honeys, I'll tell you. Here's one example. Says, all the kids on my block love my father and wish he was their father except me, because he is my father already. I like this one, too. It says, my dad is awful homely, but he's kind of Abraham Lincoln homely, which is a pretty good way to be if you've got to be homely anyway. This next letter shows that Pop rules the roost up to a certain point, I guess. It says, my dad makes the rules, and even Mom must obey. If we don't obey, everyone except Mom gets a good tanning. A set of 10 commandments for fathers has been made up by the National Father's Day Committee. And here they are. You might like to hear them. I shall teach my child respect for his fellow man. I shall teach him good sportsmanship in work and play. I shall instill in him an appreciation of the family, the backbone of society. I shall strive for companionship and mutual understanding. I shall impart to him a desire to love and honor his country and obey its laws. I shall encourage him to apply himself to difficult tasks. I shall teach him the importance of participation in community affairs and local government. I shall teach him self-patience and help him develop an independent spirit. I shall help him develop a sense of responsibility in planning for the future. I shall, above all, prepare him for the duties and responsibilities of citizenship in a free society. Well, that's a pretty big order. It's worth working for. I'd say if a father could make good on just two or three of these pledges, he'd still be doing a fine job. You know, a double mint does a fine job, too. You can keep your teeth pearly clean by chewing healthful double mint gum after every meal. Yes, sir, that's sure true. Chewing double mint after every meal helps to clean your teeth, keeps them looking nice. You try it, huh? And now Marion Morgan's going to sing something appropriate for Father's Day, all right?
Daddy, dear old Daddy, you've been more than a daddy to me. You might have gone with the boys every night. You just to bring me upright. Daddy, dear old Daddy, way up above she can see, you were more than a dad. Best friend I had. Daddy, you've been a mother to me.
Oh, that's a fine contribution to the Father's Day cause, Marion. Now it's time for the Buttram Bonus. For today's bonus, I'm going to do a special Father's Day poem. Here it is. Who is a martyr, but not by choice? Who in the family has no voice? Who comes in handy for paying bills and for giving in to others' wills? Father. Who in the main must be the goat who knows that head of the house is just a quote? Who does not claim a veto power but acquiesces every hour? That's Father. Who gets no joyrides in the car but consoles himself with a good cigar? Who is never asked to take a bow for luxuries earned by sweat of his brow? Father. Who works incessantly more and more to keep the wolf away from the door? Who does odd jobs about the house and wishes to be a man and not a mouse? That's Father. Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today, and now the Halloran Quartet has a spiritual for us. What's it going to be, boys?
I know the Lord, He laid His hand on me.
Oh, I know, yes, I know the Lord, I know the Lord, I know the Lord, He laid His hand on me. I know the Lord, I know the Lord, I know the Lord, He laid His hand on me.
Did ever you see the like before?
I know the Lord, He laid His hand on me.
King Jesus preaching to the poor.
I know the Lord, He laid His hand on me. I know the Lord, I know the Lord, I know the Lord, He laid His hand on me. I know the Lord, I know the Lord, I know the Lord, He laid His hand on me.
Oh, wasn't that a happy day?
I know the Lord, He laid His hand on me.
When Jesus washed my sins away.
I know the Lord, He laid His hand on me. I know the Lord, I know the Lord, I know the Lord, He laid His hand on me. I know the Lord, I know the Lord, I know the Lord, He laid His hand on me. Oh, I know, yes, I know the Lord. I know the Lord, He laid His hand on me.
Beautiful, boys. Well, that just about gets us ready for a big Father's Day weekend. We'll be back Monday. I hope I'll be wearing a new tie then. You have a fine Father's Day. If you're going to go out celebrating, be sure there's some delicious double mint chewing gum in your pocket or purse. Have enough in the car for family enjoyment while you drive, too, will you? Delicious, long-lasting double mint. I'd like to congratulate station WDBJ, Roanoke, Virginia. They're celebrating their 35th anniversary on the air. Good luck there, boys. Well, till Monday, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that one way to resist temptation is to remember that a small toadstool is just as poisonous as a big one. Goodbye now.
This is the CBS.